For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please remember to tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Dr. Michael Bruce on sleep and optimal health. Very important subject. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Martha Callahan. She's a family practice and holistic and integrative medicine physician. Now, our subject today is the thyroid, and we'll also talk about adrenal health and how the relationship between the two. I wanted to tell you a little more about Dr. Callahan. She's the founder and CEO of the Five Stones Healing Arts and Wellness Center. And that's, if you would like to visit the site, it's fivestoneswellness.com. And she is trained in acupuncture, mind-body medicine as well. Her philosophy is simple. She believes that true health comes from being in balance in body, mind, and spirit, and that the body has an innate ability to heal itself when properly supported. Even in the face of illness, a person can experience being well when they are able to be in balance. Good words. Welcome to the show, Dr. Callahan.
Thank you, Dana. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I like your site, and I think, to give a little more background on what your philosophy is, could you talk a little bit at first about the Five Stones of Wellness?
Sure, sure. As you said, I was a conventionally trained family physician, and about 10 years ago opened this center, which is based on integrative and functional medicine. Functional medicine really being the operating system, if you will. It's the way of thinking about health and wellness, and integrative medicine, meaning bringing in all the different modalities. In our center, we have obviously the medical care, we have massage therapists, we have nutrition, we have a personal trainer, we have people who do hypnosis and Reiki and mind-body medicine and acupuncture, and I'm sure I'm leaving something out, but there are a variety of modalities there. And it is, as you mentioned, because my belief really is that wellness, true health, comes from being in balance in the body, mind, and the spirit. So we use the five stones as our image, really, and what we believe. So we have five stones of true health that signify healthy nutrition, balanced movement, this integrative functional approach to healthcare, mindful stress management, and the interconnected living part. So we think that we need to pay attention to each of the five of those. Obviously, at different times in our lives, we are more or less in balance in any of the five. So we work on them individually and collectively.
I like the paradigm. I think it's excellent. And
thank you.
Congratulations on your center and the work you do. Now,
thank you.
We're going to explore the thyroid, what it does, what thyroid disease is, and why it's so prevalent now, and some of the signs and symptoms, tests, and treatment options, and why the adrenals are important in thyroid function as well. So I'll let you get started. You're the expert.
Okay. Well, thank you. So I like to talk about thyroid because I really see it almost as sort of like the canary in the coal mine right now.
Yes.
We have so many people who are struggling with thyroid issues. whether it is just way early in the process and they have signs and symptoms and maybe not optimal function of the gland, all the way through to true diagnosed illness. When you look at thyroid, and we can go into this more later, but there are a couple of big categories of thyroid conditions, and the one that I'll focus most on is autoimmune thyroid conditions. But the thyroid, just sort of as an overview, it's really the master gland for regulation of metabolism, and it affects the entire body. It's located right in the front of the neck. It looks like that little butterfly. Really right over what we commonly call the voice box. Sometimes people notice a swelling in that gland and you can see it, but most of the time you don't see it at all. But the thyroid gland's job basically is to synthesize a thyroid hormone, which then is stored in the gland and released. It's bound to a protein. In the periphery, in the other part of the body, particularly in the liver, the hormone, which is called T4, gets converted to something called T3, and that's a really tightly controlled system, requires specific nutrients, and there are lots of ways in which it can be affected adversely. I like to think of the thyroid as really kind of the gas pedal that drives the metabolism throughout the entire body. Ultimately, you can't live without it. You can go with a poorly functioning or even non-functioning thyroid for a while, but ultimately you have to have thyroid. And if you don't have it, or if it's been surgically removed or ablated with radioactive iodine, which happens sometimes for people who have a hyperthyroid condition, you have to have thyroid replacement. There is even a condition called congenital hypothyroidism, and that is one of the things they test for when infants are born. They test right away because you have to have thyroid, and if an infant is born without a thyroid, it's a major problem.
Well, this is important background. I think people, of course, know the term thyroid, but they don't know more about the thyroid and the importance, and I think you emphasize that. What do you think is the basis for the increase in thyroid diseases?
Well, I think there are two big things. I would call one bucket of them toxins, and I use that term kind of loosely, and the other would be autoimmune conditions. There is some overlap between those in my mind as well.
Yes.
But when I think of thyroid dysfunction, let me just kind of go through that. There are two major categories. There's hyperthyroidism, where you might have too much thyroid. That is not nearly as common. It can be something called Graves' disease, or there are other categories of that problem. Really, that's much less common, and I won't focus on that much today. The other much more common condition is hypothyroidism, which is when you don't have enough thyroid. The numbers are low. And in the hypothyroid category, autoimmune dysfunction is one of the most common causes of it. And I think there are other significant pieces too, be they nutrient deficiencies or toxin effects. The autoimmune piece of it is clearly the most common. And interestingly, the prevalence of autoimmune disease in this country is rising rapidly.
It certainly is.
It really is. It's a little scary.
And you mentioned the relationship of autoimmunity to toxins, that we are exposed. I know my listeners have heard this before, to over 90,000 man-made chemicals, 200 of which have been tested, and testing's not required. We don't even know all of the toxins that are out there that are man-made. We knew we were exposed to natural toxins, but this influx of toxins in the last 200 years is having an overwhelming effect on all living beings.
It absolutely is. And when they are tested, they're tested one at a time.
Yes.
And to my knowledge, there's not testing of the additive effects of multiple toxins at one time, which opens up a whole other ball of wax.
Yeah,
you know, we are in a very toxic world. I've read recently that the average woman in this country, by the time she leaves the house in the morning, she's been exposed to 200 chemicals.
Yeah.
And it makes you pause. You know, that's personal care products. It's everything. But that's a staggering number. And the body, thankfully, is very resilient, has wonderful detoxification pathways. But there comes a point where the tipping point is reached. And I think that's when we see problems. And
yes,
that can be affected by the number of compounds, the combinations. And as we just said, we don't know a lot about that. Somebody's individual genetics, what else they're doing, taking, what else is going on. So there are myriad factors that come into play.
There certainly are, and we're going to talk more about those in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on the thyroid by Dr. Martha Callahan.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Now through July 15th, you'll save 30% on popular Pathway brand nutrition products, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on natural body care products. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. And be sure to catch our top-notch radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on 1500 AM.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring a lot of good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use. It's called Natural Medicine's Comprehensive Database. It's considered the most authoritative resource available, and it does provide unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. And speaking of those therapies, today our guest is Dr. Martha Callahan, family practice and holistic and integrative medicine physician. And our subject is the thyroid, and we also will touch on the adrenals. So, Dr. Callahan, we were talking before the break about the abundance of toxins and this negative impact on the body, some of the increase in autoimmunity being due to that. I call it environmental modification of gene expression. And you expressed it, saying that our genes and gene variants set the stage, and it's what we do to those that makes the difference. And that's the bad news and good news. The bad news is whatever our parents did before we were born affects us, particularly the mother, and the good news is we can change it. Do you want to talk a little bit about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most exciting things that we have learned in the last, I don't know how many years, but Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who's really the father of functional medicine in many ways, talks about our genes as our book of life. I love that term.
Yes.
We are born with our set of genes, and our genes themselves don't change. But this emerging field of what is called epigenetics, which is what is expressed, what we manifest, is based on our genes and on what we wash over those genes. And it's actually, we're beginning to realize that there's much more effect of what we expose our genes to than the genes themselves. Everything that we eat, drink, encounter, our thoughts, emotions, stress, all those things affect the body, create molecules. Our food is broken down into proteins that affect those genes and turn genes on and off such that things do or do not happen. So as you said, it's good news, bad news, but the exciting news is how much we can do to affect our health based on that. Diet is unbelievably critical. You know, I think we all were brought up to know that, you know, you're supposed to eat healthily. But now we really know that food is information. It's our most powerful medicine that we have. And sadly, when we were talking about toxins, so much of our food is contaminated.
It certainly is.
And nutrient poor.
Exactly. I read a statistic not long ago that we'd have to consume between 3,000 and 4,000 calories a day to get the necessary trace elements. And I'm sure that's getting worse. I am pleased, though, to see the rise and expansion of natural food stores, of the way people purchase and what they demand. I think it's been marvelous. And the East Coast was slow. California, the West Coast, was a good 10 years ahead. But
absolutely. But the local food movement has gotten very strong here.
Oh, yes.
And it is exciting. You know, and people actually can vote with their forks.
I like that. I like that. Well, Jeffrey Bland was one of my mentors very early on, and I think he's remarkable. So
he is too. He's wonderful, and he's done so much for teaching so many of us.
Oh, hasn't he? So go back to the thyroid, and you talked about low thyroid being much more common, and our focus today is more on that condition as opposed to hyperthyroidism, which you described as not as common. So what else do we know about hypothyroidism and what to do about it?
Okay, so hypothyroidism There are two things that I want to make sure we touch on. One is autoimmune hypothyroidism, which is it's an immune system issue where the body actually makes antibodies against its own tissue, and in this case, it's against the thyroid. There are numerous other autoimmune named conditions where the antibodies are against other tissues, like joints and rheumatoid arthritis or other tissues and other autoimmune diseases. But in the thyroid, the antibodies are made against the thyroid. Conventionally, we're told that that is what it is, and you simply take thyroid, and that's the end of the story. But we also know that once you have one autoimmune disease, statistically, you're more likely to develop a second one. And I don't believe that you just walk under the autoimmune cloud and it rains on you. I think we know that there are reasons why the body may be provoked to respond this way, and if we don't get to the root cause and try to figure that out, which is really what functional medicine is all about, then yes, you're going to be likely to have the immune system continue on this process and maybe develop antibodies against another organ.
Yes, it is of great concern, and my original profession was dental hygiene. And there's a lot of overlap in nutrition and dentistry, and especially with the mercury issue.
Absolutely.
When mercury gets in that thyroid, as it leaches out of the fillings, of the amalgam fillings, I've understood it as what happens, it makes the thyroid tissue look not self. In other words, the thyroid tissue starts to look like other than self, and that can initiate, be one reason that the autoimmune attack goes against the thyroid.
That could well be. I don't know that per se, but certainly the mercury we know can be very toxic to the thyroid, so that's an interesting explanation of that, but we certainly know that it affects the metabolism of the cells and wreaks havoc. Mercury is a very potent toxin that is still not out of our environment, despite everybody's attempts to get it out. The other thing, and this will relate right back to the oral health, is the whole concept of leaky gut.
Yes.
And that probably is the underlying mechanism as well for autoimmune disease. And by that, I mean that the lining of the gut membrane all the way through, is designed so that we absorb the nutrients that we need and keep out the things that we don't need. When that gut lining is damaged, and there are a host of things that can damage it, like infection, antibiotics, stress, foods, particularly gluten. When those insults damage the lining of the gut membrane, other materials come across that should not necessarily be coming across. And it's only one cell thick layer. The cells right beneath that are the immune system. And so they're easily triggered and fired up, thinking that there's, you know, an invasion going on. And so the immune system responds by mounting a response. So until we get in there and assess and correct and heal a leaky gut, the immune system is going to continue to be provoked.
What an elegant description of something that's quite complicated. Alessio Fasano has done a lot of work with regard to celiac disease and gluten, but he brought up leaky gut in a professional journal, which I think was the first time.
It's
self-explanatory. You don't have to go into a description. It's very easy to understand. But he also talked a great deal about non-celiac gluten intolerance.
Absolutely, because he's the one who identified this thing called zonulin.
Yes.
Which is what helps keep those junctions between the cells and the gut lining closed, the tight junctions. And when you eat gluten, even if you don't have celiac, the zonulin is increased, and so there is more leaky gut. There's a lot of discussion going on and some controversy about, you know, how much of that is, I was going to say normal. It is normal because it happens, but it's how much of that is, where on the spectrum is it okay, and where does it morph into symptoms and disease?
Yes.
And I don't think we know that yet, but just because somebody doesn't have celiac does not mean that they don't have gluten sensitivity, because we know that lots of people do.
And I've also wondered if the alteration of the wheat grain, it's so different from the ancient grain. I wondered, and I have read that that's a concern and maybe even leading to more damage to the gut for those
right.
who may not be gluten sensitive. We really don't know.
No, we don't, and people always ask that. It's like, you know, historically, our people have eaten wheat for a long time. You know, not in the paleo days, but certainly for hundreds of years we've eaten wheat. So is it that the wheat protein hybridization has changed it enough that it irritates us, which is certainly a possibility? The other possibility, and there's a lot of talk about this, is that it's the glyphosate on it, which is the Roundup.
Yes.
And that chemical is the thing to which we are reacting. Something that fascinates me, and I've actually experienced this personally, I have many patients who tell me when they go to Europe,
yes.
they can eat wheat.
Yes.
Just fine. And I don't think it's just because they're on vacation.
You know, I've heard this for almost 40 years from patients, and I didn't understand it until it was explained by a patient who was in an international organization of keeper of ancient grains. And she
oh, wow.
explained that Europe, the European wheat, comes from the ancient grain. And that was an aha moment for me. And I am sensitive to gluten and have the celiac gene, which was funny after having written a book on gluten-free diets. At least I
yeah, really.
Knew what to do. But I did very well in Italy, and I could eat the bread without reaction. So I was interested in testing it, and I'd heard so many patients. And when you hear over and over and over again something from patients, you know that you've nailed it. And I'm just reminding us that we're coming to the end of the second segment. For
okay.
those of you who have just tuned in, please stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And stay with us. We are having this wonderful discussion with Dr. Martha Callahan, and we'll continue it.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. VillageGreenApothecary.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. I do alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you good information about you and your health. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Our guest is Dr. Martha Callahan, a family practice and holistic and integrative medicine physician. And our subject today is the thyroid. And we're going to continue with what we've been talking about, general information on the thyroid, more specific hypothyroidism, autism, autoimmune and toxin effects. And now we're going to talk more about testing, because this can be controversial. So, Dr. Callahan, I'm very interested in what you have to share with us.
Well, I think you hit the word right on the head. It can be controversial. Most people, when they get their thyroid assessed, get two tests, a TSH, which is a thyroid-stimulating hormone, and a T4, which is the thyroid hormone itself. And that gives a pretty limited view of the entire picture, because, as we talked at the beginning, the thyroid gland creates the thyroid hormone, the T4, and in that synthesis, it requires iodine and tyrosine, an amino acid. But then it's converted, particularly in the liver, to T3. And that conversion is a really important piece of the puzzle. The T3 is actually the active hormone. So very often it's important to measure the T3. We can't assume that the conversion from T4 to T3 is perfect. It requires some specific nutrients, and many of us are deficient in these nutrients, chief among them being selenium and zinc. So it's very important to think that through. The other thing to think about is other effects that can suppress that conversion from T4 to T3. We just talked about toxins for a while, and the other thing that can inhibit that is excessive levels of stress. So when there is not enough, when there are not enough nutrients, when there's an overload of stress or toxins, very often instead of the T4 being converted to T3, it's converted to something called reverse T3. We can measure that too. We don't always have to, but many of us do. And it's actually a beautifully designed system, because under optimal conditions, the T4 will go to T3, and that drives the metabolism of the whole body. Under less than optimal conditions, meaning nutrient insufficiency or toxins or stress, the pathway that gets chosen is to the reverse T3, and that slows the system down.
So that's the brake pedal.
That's the brake pedal. So it's like the gas pedal and the brake. So if you have all the signs and symptoms of thyroid dysfunction, of low-functioning thyroid, and we didn't go through them, so let me just mention them. It's typically things like fatigue, hair loss, skin dryness, constipation, menstrual irregularity and infertility, cold extremities, weight gain, sometimes high cholesterol. Those are all very typical symptoms of low-functioning thyroid. So if somebody presents with those symptoms and simply their T4 and TSH are measured and they're fine and they're told end of story, it's really not the end of the story because we don't know in that particular person whether their T4 is being converted to T3 and pushing the gas pedal or going down the reverse T3 and hitting the brake, as you called it.
Yes, it's we have many systems, and those systems get turned on and turned off. It makes sense. We wouldn't drive a car with only a brake pedal or only a gas pedal. So the human body's not that different.
That's right. And it's beautiful, really, because when those adverse conditions are in play, the body really is not at a place where you want to go full throttle. So it's a innately protective mechanism.
It certainly is. One of the markers I have used is the Achilles reflex, having being subdued or having a slow return.
Yes. Yep, that's a very good clinical sign. You can also find things like thinning on the outside portion of the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
That's a typical sign of low thyroid. Dry cracking nails, the dry skin. As I said, sometimes high cholesterol can be blamed on thyroid.
Yes, so those are the symptoms, and thank you for presenting those. And your discussion of the conversion of T4 to T3 or reverse T3 when there's not enough to support healthy conversion to T4, as I understand it. What else do we need to know about testing thyroid and also treatment?
So I like to make sure that somebody does get a full complement of the blood test, meaning TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone, the free T4 and the free T3, as well as total T4, because it's important to get a free T4 because that's really what's available for the body to use. The total T4 can be bound up on proteins, so it's an important number, but it's not necessarily what's available for the body. And then sometimes the reverse T3. The other thing is to look at the actual antithyroid antibodies and determine, is this a autoimmune situation like Hashimoto's or not? And if it is, then, you know, that takes me down the path of, okay, what's going on with the gut? What's causing a leaky gut here?
Excellent.
Other things that can interfere with the thyroid, we talked about toxins like mercury. We talked about infections that can interfere with the function of the thyroid, particularly like Epstein-Barr. And very important to address and assess the adrenal system. And when I talk about the adrenals, those are the glands that sit on top of the kidneys and secrete the stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. And we know that cortisol can affect how much of the TSH is released to drive the thyroid. It's the same sort of mechanism we were talking about before with the T4 to the T3. And cortisol can inhibit the conversion of T4 to T3. And again, that makes sense because if the person is sort of bathed in this soup of stress and anxiety, that is probably not an optimal condition for running the body at full throttle.
That is well described, and I'm pretty certain that not too many practitioners really understand the relationship between the adrenals and the thyroid. Do you have an explanation as to why there are so many practitioners, medical practitioners, who do not do this more broad testing of TSH, free T3 and T4 and total T4, reverse T3 when needed? I have failed to understand why not look at all the legs on the table.
Well, I agree with you. The simple answer is because we're not taught that. Now, you can go to the next level and say, why not? And I can't answer. But I know what I was taught. Granted, it was a while ago, but I don't see that changing. And there's not a consensus of opinion between how functional integrative medicine doctors look at this and traditional endocrinologists. It's just, I think it will change over time, just like for a long time the gastroenterologists didn't speak in the language of leaky gut, and now it's moved into mainstream.
Yes, that's
so
good comparison.
Things do change.
Yes, I look forward to that. It seems frustrating because some of this in my practice and my experience in alternative medicine practices goes back 30 years, maybe longer. You know, so I don't know why it isn't well understood right now. We have about a minute before we have to say goodbye to this segment and go on to the fourth segment. So do you have some other brief information for us?
Well, we can talk about in the next segment maybe just kind of ways to the different options in treatment of the thyroid and then just kind of an overview of the important things to think about.
Good, good. Well, I just want to tell those who have tuned in that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're having a very interesting discussion with Dr. Martha Callahan, who's a family practice and holistic and integrative medicine physician. And our subject today is thyroid. And we're now talking a little bit about the adrenal impact on thyroid metabolism. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Dr. Michael Bruce on sleep and optimal health. Always a good subject. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Martha Callahan. She's a family practice and holistic and integrative medicine physician. Our subject is the thyroid, and we've been going into the arena of the adrenal impact. The impact of the adrenals on thyroid health. So can we continue this discussion?
Certainly, yeah. I was thinking during the break, when somebody has an identified thyroid issue, you know, the temptation, not only in our medicine but in our culture, is quick fix, Band-Aid approach. You know, just take the pill and be done with it. And that really, in my belief system, does not serve the person well. It really needs to be a whole person integrative approach to this condition, because we know many of the underlying factors that can be altered to improve health and not just fix the symptom. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. We're right on the same page.
Yeah. So lifestyle changes are really the probably the most important underpinning of what people need to do. And I like to think about it in terms of we have the ability to change the messages that we're giving our body, whether that is through food, through how we deal with our stress, with how we rest and relax, all the things that we do, as we said earlier, give information to our genes and set in motion what becomes our symptoms and our signs. So, again, I think looking at the whole picture, all those five stones of health that we address, and mind, body, and spirit, you know, the thyroid's a perfect example. So you got to look at underlying causes. You know, is there a leaky gut? Are there infections going on? What's the nutrient status? Are you missing selenium or zinc or the B vitamins? What about stress? I mean, we live in an extremely stressful culture, and there is not a lot of support for really healthy ways to manage stress. I spend a lot of time teaching mindfulness and stress management, and we don't have enough time to go through all that now, but there are wonderful tools that people can use to help manage, stay more in balance in the face of stress. I think it's impractical to say that we're going to change much of our stress because we live in a stressful culture on all fronts. And many of those things we can't easily affect, but we can always affect how we respond to it. There's the issue of toxins. There's the issue of, and we didn't even touch on this, but most of us, many of us, live where our water is fluorinated and has chlorine, and there's bromine mm-hmm. in all the flour, and those chemicals can interfere with the iodine in the thyroid. So those are important things to look at. And if you can find one of these underlying causes, then we can address that. If it's an autoimmune condition, we do a whole gut restoration, gut healing program, always focusing on nutrients, always focusing on stress. And that brings me back to the adrenals, because the adrenals are really symbolic of what's going on in terms of the stress in the body. And it's not healthy long-term to live in a sea of increased cortisol, which is what happens when we're under stress. Eventually, then, it actually, the cortisol levels decrease, and that's a problem as well. But as we mentioned earlier, those elevated levels of cortisol have a direct impact on the thyroid through a couple of different pathways. So
that's impressive. And I think that is a new piece of information to many people. The cortisol production, the constant stress, and it reminds me of what we're talking about now at a cellular level. Dr. Navio, who has done a lot of research, talks about the cell danger response, that when the cell is stressed, either through these mechanisms that you have mentioned, the infections, the challenge, the toxins, it gets frozen. It reminds me of when they shut a mall down to try to capture somebody who is in that mall who's been causing problems. They put the gates down. And
exactly.
That's what the cell danger response that he describes is. And it doesn't always resolve itself naturally. And so the gates stay down. And I think this excess cortisol is a big factor in that.
Absolutely it is, yeah. And there is a whole belief or evidence that the cortisol itself can create kind of a, at the cellular level, a resistance to the thyroid hormone. Almost sort of like insulin resistance. So it's an analogous situation. But, you know, when you're talking about shutting down the mall, it brings me back to this whole notion of the body is responding absolutely appropriately to the signals it's getting.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the leverage point, is the signals we're giving it, whether that's through our nutrition, our stress management, our rest, cleaning up, getting rid of the toxins, all those things that we can do to affect. It's not that the body is responding wrongly, you know, and that's a little bit of a paradigm shift for people.
Yes.
I like to, you know, encourage people, and I do this all the time with people who are frustrated about not losing weight in this same elevated cortisol situation. Like, you know, your body is doing exactly what it should do given the signals it's receiving.
Hence, we become the walking wounded.
Yes.
I've always liked that description, because many people think because they get out of bed and they function somewhat during the day that they're healthy, or they're not in a hospital, so they're healthy.
Right. And it's a great start, but it may not be optimal.
Right, right. Well, what else do we want to talk about with regard to treatment?
When we get to the thyroid treatment itself, then, you know, once we've addressed all those other issues, then there's the question of replacement hormone.
Right.
And there are a couple of varieties of that. There is synthetic T4, which is levothyroxine, or brand name, it's called Synthroid. And that is the T4 itself. And again, then the body will need to take that and convert it to T3. There is a T3 called Cytomel, liothyronine, which can be used. Some people use those in combination. And then what a lot of us use is a more natural combination, like Armour Thyroid or Westroid or Nature Throid, and that is actually from pig, but it is the actual thyroid itself, so you're getting the T3 and the T4.
Well, that's, I'm so glad to hear you mention that, because the natural combo seems to be more effective with sort of less challenge to the adrenals. I know that T3 given excessively can weaken the adrenals. So there's this balance that you've been talking about that you have to achieve in the nutrients, in the stress, and in the medications as well.
That's right. It's all balance in the end, you know.
Yeah.
But I find that it's most often preferable to use the natural thyroid. I find that most people feel better using that, and quite frankly, do better on it. But there are different ways to get at it. And then in terms of the adrenals, if that is an issue, you have to address the stress, you have to address the nutrients that are important to support the adrenals, and there are targeted things that we use for adrenal support. Adaptogens and lots of different herbs are very useful for that as well.
So we've got a plethora of helpers with regard to diet, nutrients, medications, detoxing, leaky gut. You certainly have covered a wealth of information for us, and I do appreciate it. And I certainly hope that you're able to come back on the show in the future. Do you have a final advice, clinical pearls for some of our listeners with regard to thyroid?
I think my final advice would really be to try to work with someone who can take the big view and, you know, get a good look. You're always trying to find the underlying cause. What's driving the problem? What's not perfectly in balance? And don't forget the adrenals. They're really important.
Well, well said, and thank you so much. We've really appreciated your input and hope to speak with you again, Dr. Callahan.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, Dana. Have a good day.
You too. And I want to remind you, listeners, about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. This is a remarkable book. Dr. Joseph Pizzorno is a remarkable person, and it has strong endorsements from leading health experts such as Dr. Mark Hymond, Dr. James Gordon, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Michael Murray, and J.J. Virgin. This book is outstanding, and you will be very glad to have it on your bookshelf, and you'll be referring to it quite often. I wanted to let you know you can also go on his website, thetoxinsolution.com. And I wanted to remind you of the website for Dr. Martha Callahan. That's 5stoneswellness.com. 5stoneswellness.com. So I've given you a lot of good information. I think we've had an interesting discussion, hoping it's helpful to you and your family. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.